Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. So, we're going to get right into the show here. First off, I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's get right into the lineup here. So, right now we have the Braves and the Astros, top of the sixth. Rays are leading 4-3. So, and then you have the Athletics and the Indians, the Diamondbacks and the Mets, the Reds and the Marlins, the Nationals and the Orioles, the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Blue Jays and the Royals. And then you have the Tigers and the Twins, the White Sox and the Cubs, the Padres and the Rangers, the Phillies and the Giants, the Angels and the Mariners, the Brewers and the Dodgers, the Braves and the Rockies, and the Cardinals and the Pirates. That's the lineup for MLB, but let's get into the news here. You have the All-Star Game. You know, there's news all over the place. So, first off, they're trying to find a pitcher for, you know, the All-Star Game. So, first off, the Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer will not pitch in the All-Star Game. He'll be pitching on Sunday in the series finale against the Baltimore Orioles, and therefore will not appear in the All-Star Game. So, you know, they're thinking, you know, we got to find another person. So, go over to the White Sox. White Sox hope Chris Sale does not pitch in the All-Star Game. None of these, you know, teams want their pitchers in the All-Star Game. But Chris Sale says, here's what he says. So, Chris Sale gets set to leave for his fourth consecutive All-Star Game. The White Sox are saying they would prefer that the ace left-hand pitcher not pitch in the Midsummer Classic. Manager Robin Ventura referred to Sale's workload as a reason he would want him to sit out Tuesday's game at Cincinnati. Although he sounded undecided if he would make a formal request to American League manager Ned Yost. I would prefer he would not, Ventura said. He is our only representative, but I also want him to pitch for us for the rest of the year, too. And an interesting aside, if Sale doesn't pitch Tuesday, Ventura would be comfortable starting his left-hander next Sunday against Yost's Kansas City Royals. If Sale pitches, Ventura said, he might consider moving Sale to the following series against St. Louis. Sale, who threw 115 pitches over seven innings Saturday and leading the White Sox to a victory over the crosstown Chicago Cubs, sounded torn, but understanding to the team's wishes. Those aren't my decisions to make, but I understand where Ventura is coming from, Sale said. I respect it. I've got to put this team first and foremost. This is the team I'm playing for and that I have a future with. I definitely understand where he's coming from. And that's basically what was said there. Moving into the Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays have placed shortstop Azdrubala Cabrera on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right hamstring, and recalled infielder Tim Beckham from AAA Durham. So, you know, the injuries are definitely taking a toll on the Rays. News there as well. More news about injuries. Braves closer Jason Grilly ruptures his left Achilles, done for the season. You know, losing a major bullpen pitcher like that, it really takes a toll on your team. They're going to have to figure out something to do over at the Braves. And let me just get this straight. He ruptured his Achilles playing as a pitcher, right? Like, I'm pretty sure the most that you – I don't know. I don't play baseball, so I might be wrong. But I'm pretty sure that the most that you do with your legs is you lift it up and then you put it back down and you turn. I'm pretty sure that's all that you do with your legs. So how do you rupture your Achilles? No idea. Anyway, so there's that. And that's pretty much all that's going on in MLB. As for the PGA Tour, you have Ted Gillis, Jay Wagner, and Z Johnson all leading with under 18, which is a crazy score. You know, I could never never imagine that. But anyway, Jordan Spieth is at 16 under. So we'll have to see if he'll be able to catch up there. Of course, he's hot. So, you know, in baseball, and he's hot in golf right now. So we'll have to see how he does that. And anyway, that's pretty much it for the first segment here. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million bagel bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. And I want to talk about possible changes coming to the channel or to the show. You know, first off, I do a freestyle segment, you know, every time. And, you know, that's all good, right? And I've been doing short shows lately because, you know, it's mostly been baseball and golf and, you know, nothing against those, but those sports, but they're kind of hard to elaborate on, especially if I'm not a baseball type of guy. So, in mind with that, right, I've been doing 15-minute shows, right? You know, having a little bit of freestyle, having some baseball, right? But, you know, 15-minute shows isn't what I want to do. I want to do 30-minute shows. You know, I can pack all my information in there, right? And as well as have a little bit left to, you know, talk about, you know, freestyle or whatever. And I still want to keep freestyle, but I kind of want to trim it down a little bit to make it so it's not one half of my show. I want to change. You all know I'm very into gaming, and I almost want to do a gaming podcast. Or maybe, you know, because doing a freestyle, it can be hard, you know. So maybe if I bring, you know, gaming into it, and I bring one of my friends on, and, you know, maybe we could do like a gaming segment together, or, you know, a freestyle. You know, it depends. You know, talk about the latest games. Of course, you know, one of the big things is Call of Duty Black Ops 3 Zombies has come out. We could, you know, try and break down that sort of thing. And I know it's PJ Sports Talk, but maybe for, you know, just the summer, right, maybe we could try something different. So I just want to run this by you guys, see what you all think. But anyway, that's basically all I have to say. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 Zombies has come out. So, of course, that's very cool. So that's all I have for today. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. Stay right here. I'll see you next Sunday. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great Sunday.